This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. It is official. Democratic House Speaker Shap Smith is a candidate for governor. The seven-term lawmaker launched his campaign in his hometown of Morrisville yesterday morning, and he's the first candidate to enter the race to replace outgoing Governor Peter Shumlin. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld tells us Smith has a tough sell to make as he sets out to unify the left.
Shap Smith apparently doesn't mind the heat. He picked one of the hottest days of the summer to make his big announcement, and the podium, set up in a concrete courtyard off downtown Main Street, was unprotected from the sweltering midday sun.
Wow, it's hot.
But Smith wasn't about to let a few beads of sweat dampen the day.
Today I asked you, my family, my friends, and my colleagues to gather here in the heart of Morrisville, in the heart of Vermont, to announce my candidacy for the governor of the state of Vermont.
In the 13-minute speech that ensued, Smith affirmed his passion for Vermont and outlined a vision for economic revitalization in downtowns across the state. And he closed with a request.
Today, I ask for your trust and your support in my candidacy for governor of the state of Vermont.
That trust and support won't come easily from the progressive wing of the left. It's a constituency that could figure heavily in the Democratic primary next August and the general election that will follow in November.
I'm missing how he would be a unifier for the left, because for me, he seems to be pretty moderate, if anything.
That's Emma Mulvaney-Stanek, chairwoman of the Vermont Progressive Party. Mulvaney-Stanek says legislative budgets passed under Smith that relied on cuts to things like labor costs and fuel assistance benefits have left a bad taste in the mouths of progressives and their liberal allies in the Democratic Party. James Haslam is the head of Rights and Democracy, a group that plans to work for fiscally progressive candidates in the 2016 election. Haslam says the Democratic majority's unwillingness to raise taxes on the rich or to advance a publicly funded health care system falls largely on people like Shap Smith.
Well, he's Speaker of the House. He is known for being a leader in the legislature and being able to move things through the House if he wants to. So he has an extraordinary opportunity to make positive change for working people. And I think there's a lot of us who wish to see a lot more than what's happened over the last several years.
Callis Representative Janet Ansel is the Democratic chairwoman of the House Committee on Ways and Means. Ansel says Smith was instrumental in securing changes to the tax code this past session that limited income tax deductions for high earners and shifted obligations away from low and middle income residents and onto wealthier filers.
I think actually he has done some progressive changes. If you remember, he was speaker when we overrode the veto of the budget when Jim Douglas was governor.
Smith says legislation passed under his speakership, be it marriage equality, collective bargaining rights for home care and child care providers, or increasing the minimum wage, spotlights his record as a champion for progressive causes. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.